The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I can't help it. I already have holiday brain. I have turkey brain. I cannot help it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. All I can think about is the food.
And then
the complaining I'm going to do, cooking everybody's favorites, watching them eat it, be happy, and then have to clean and complain again. That's what I do. That's tradition.
Everyone's focused on a holiday. I feel like everyone's super pumped up for Thanksgiving this year.
And I know it's a ways away, but still.
But yeah, people were talking about it. Somebody told me happy Thanksgiving like a week ago. So I was like,
it's never too soon to start wishing. Hey, you know what?
I do have a question, though.
What?
Do you already have your tree up?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, maybe that's the cause of your Thanksgiving.
But I was about to wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh. See? It's never too soon. And happy birthday, Anthony.
Hey, thank you. And actually,
also, your birthday on Christmas.
Christmas is my birthday.
Yes.
But I do kind of like Thanksgiving food more.
Oh, that's a debate we have to have.
It is going
to
be a debate because, listen, as a person who was born on Christmas, I feel like I could talk about this. All right? I think Christmas food, a lot of times.
No, because you're just going to eat birthday cake.
No, surprisingly, you know how hard it is? did I tell you the story about how my parents forgot my birthday cake?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so one birthday. I didn't think I was going to unveil this trauma right now, but here we go. One birthday, my mom forgot to get my cake, and you cannot get a cake on Christmas.
No, nothing's open.
So they gave me a pumpkin pie, and they just put whipped cream all over the top of it. Come to find out, there was already two slices missing.
No!
Uncle Leroy, you know what you did.
They should have wanted to run to Walgreens and got you a Kit Kat at least or something. All right, Anthony, what do we have for National Day?
It is National Princess Day.
Oh,
all
my
right?
favorite princess, Meghan Markle.
Okay.
And Belle.
Belle.
Because she liked to read. She didn't need Gaston.
I'm very sorry, Gaston, but I just don't deserve you.
My favorite princess, she's not really a princess, but Furiosa from Mad Max.
Oh, I love her.
She's bad.
She's not a princess. That's cheating.
She's a princess in my man.
That's why they gave you a messed up pumpkin pie. You can't cheat.
All right. Well, let's celebrate somebody who will bring us all together. It is Mickey Mouse's birthday. Happy Mickey Day, y'all.
Mickey Mouse changed the world.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Disney with that one, Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie debuted on this day in 1928.
So that was the first cartoon, right? It was moving. He was on a boat. And now we watch cartoons all the time.
He revolutionized the game.
You used to have to wake up on Saturday mornings early. Who remembers setting your alarm to wake up to watch your favorite cartoons? You didn't want to get up for school, but come Saturday morning.
Up.
Grab that bowl of cereal. Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My sister-in-law went out on the worst date of all time. Sister Maddie. Okay, can you top this? Here. She gave me permission, by the way, to talk about this. Otto knows. Anthony knows. She is a successful doctorate. She has her own business. She's a therapist. She meets this guy. She meets him on a dating app. And when they go to the restaurant, he does not look anything like his photo. In fact, he's missing several teeth.
What?
He doesn't have, he's not as tall as he looked in the picture, and he's inebriated. Oh. So they sit down at the restaurant, and within 5 minutes, he asks her, are we going home together? No. So she throws a 20 on the table and walks out. Now, I'm trying to ask people if you could beat that. If you have a dating horror story, I want to hear about it. 877-730-DCS1. Miss Samantha says she does. Okay, go ahead, Mama. Tell me what happened.
You know, we met up, and I almost passed him up because I didn't recognize him. He was, like, at least 50 pounds heavier.
Oh.
He did not have, like, the straight white teeth in his picture. It was all, like, he just looked so different. I stayed because he was nice, but... You know, I just feel like he should have represented, you know, how he looks currently. I was, like, taken back. Like, I didn't even recognize him, to be honest.
Oh, Samantha, you know, there's something to do. You know, editing is fine, but putting your, like, fake teeth, like, you can't be doing that. Okay, so tell me about the horror story.
Yeah. So I actually went on, like, a day. It was called Date of the Dead, like, an emo concert a couple of weeks ago. And it was, like, speed dating for emo people. I'm not emo, but I like that music. I went ahead and brought my best friend. I was like, just in case, because I'm supposed to meet a guy there for the second time. I'm so glad I did, because he told me that he'd be back. He went to the bathroom. He never came back.
Oh, no!
That's never happened to me. And it wasn't. So what happened is one of my I wouldn't even call him an ex. Just some guy that I used to talk to earlier in the year showed up there at the same time. Apparently, he didn't like that. So he was trying to talk to me, and I told him, no, I'm on a date. The guy that I was on a date with didn't like that, so he went to the bathroom and didn't come back.
Oh.
And messaged me 20 minutes later and was like, yeah, I can't do this. I'm here to see you, not other guys.
Come on,
I was
son.
Like, oh, my gosh.
You're so like, that's not totally my fault. You're like, that's not my fault that my ex showed up.
Yeah, he wasn't even his ex, so that has never happened. I was kind of embarrassed that he showed up. He drove an hour to meet me and just ditched me like that. So dating is tough after 30, I would say.
Samantha, I get it. Stick it out till the end of the date.
Stick it out and have a conversation, right. Like, I would have told him, you have nothing to worry about. That guy's blocked on my phone.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Samantha, so, you're not going to give up, though, are you? You're not going to give up, right?
No.
Samantha, do not give up.
That did not sound like a positive.
Give up. Don't give up, girl. He's out there. You just got to kiss a lot of frogs to get to your prince, okay?
This whole year has been, yeah.
This whole year has been a lot of frogs.
A whole lot of ribbit. All right, Samantha, I love you, girl. Thank you. Bye.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Do you have a dating horror story that can top Samantha and my sister-in-law? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you have any dating horror stories? Because according to my girlfriends, they all say, you're so lucky to be married to Automatic. They're not married to Automatic. No, I am. I'm so lucky. Because according to everybody
you
I know.
Be out here living this life.
Yeah, the dating horror stories. That's what we're talking about. So if you have one, I would love to hear from you. And I want you to top Sister Matic, who is my sister-in-law, Otto's sister. She went out with a guy who completely misrepresented himself. We have a caller on line one. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do.
Okay, well, tell us.
So I'd known this guy, and he asked me out. I said, okay. I finally go. So he came and picked me up from my house in Baytown. Mm-hmm. We drove all the way, I don't know, I don't even know where we were. He took me to eat. Ordered my food.
He ordered for you?
Yes, he ordered my food.
He's being a gentleman.
No. Go ahead.
I think I ate octopus. I'm not real sure. Yeah. So then we leave there, and he takes me to... Documentary. I love documentaries.
Okay.
But he took me to the Matthew McConaughey documentary in Texas. Excuse me, I live in Texas. I know all the history in Texas.
Then I would have been excited about that.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was, but anyways, let's keep on going. So we leave there, and he's like, hey, you see that wall right there? It's like a brick wall. It's like a U-shaped brick wall. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, that used to be the oldest schoolhouse in Houston. I'm thinking, well, back then, they don't look like that. But okay. He goes, well, they made it into a bar. You want to go? And I'm like, sure. Let me tell you. Oh, my gosh.
What?
It was an Asian brothel.
Oh!
An Asian brothel.
No, it was not.
Yes.
No, it was not,
swear.
Jessica.
Yes. I walked in, and there was a long, dark hallway, which is sketchy, first off. And it opened up into this big room with two love seats, a couch, entertainment center, and a coffee table, and a bar. So we go up to the bar, and the poor lady got up off the couch that was sleeping to get our drink.
Well, yeah, she's tired. Jesus Christ.
She's been working
all day. Well, you know, everybody in there was tired.
That's so what I thought. Jessica, please tell me you left.
Hold on. Wait. It gets better. So after I figured out where I was at, look, I'm small, skinny, and, you know, people like to object. People.
Mm-hmm,
so,
yeah.
Seriously?
So I'm like, get me out of here right now. And he's like, I'm having the best time of my life. I'm like, look here, you know, can't say those words. Get me home right now. So we get in his truck and we drive, and he takes me to his apartment. I said, this is not my house. Mm-hmm. You pick me up in Baytown. I don't know where we're at. Take me home. He goes, well, I drank too much. And I'm thinking, where?
You're like, you're lying. No. He's lying to you. He's trying to keep you there.
So I called an Uber.
Good.
And the Uber kind of picks me up. It smells like a pound.
Oh, my
God.
In
the Uber, too?
In the Uber.
Where are you?
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is not happening to me. So I get in the car, and the guy's like, you look like you want to go dancing. I'm like, look, dude, I don't want to go dancing. I want to go home. My parents, look, they got me on speed. Look, they're tracking me right now. You see this? So he takes me home.
You take the cake. You take the cake.
That just sounds like a night from. Yeah.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Listen, so listen, 2 days later, this fool calls me and asks me, hey, you want to go to Colorado with me? I said, for what? So you can leave me in a cave and I have to helicopter and Uber back to Texas? I don't think so.
Jessica, I cannot believe you told everybody about our first date.
Oh, Anthony,
you're
whatever.
Welcome. Okay. You're welcome.
Jessica, did you give the Uber driver a review?
No, I was just glad I made it home safe.
Yo, facts, dude, facts. Yo, man, we need to find that old school and put it out of business.
Oh, that is horrible. We love you. Anthony, stop.
Where's the address?
I love y'all too.
What's the address to this school? Jessica, we love you.
I don't even know what the address was.
No, Anthony, no. We're not putting that on the radio. Love you, girl.
Thank you, Jessica. That was really
good.
Love y'all too. Bye.
That was a lot.
Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What is your name?
It's Andre.
Andre? Okay, tell us your dating horror story. Have you had one? Have you had a dating horror story?
No, I'm married for 15 years. Jessica's story is wild.
Andre, it just kept going and going. It was like, shoo, and then another shoo, and then it just wouldn't
every
stop.
Every minute you listen to this, every 30 seconds, it just gets worse.
I just hope she finds someone. I wish she would have called you for a ride instead of whoever she called.
The fact that she went to a brothel and then the Uber driver who picks her up is
where
like,
was she?
He's like, you look like you need to go dance.
Yeah, that was scary. But you're enjoying you're enjoying the stories, right, Andre?
Yes, I am. I have an idea where that place is, though.
Oh!
I thought you just said you're married for 15 years.
He is, but he does. He drives people.
I drop people there. I drop people. Okay.
And Andre, I bet you drop a lot of married men there too, don't you?
I plead the fifth on my men.
Andre, we love you. Bye.
Thank you, Andre.
Bye. All right.
A lot of tall tales this morning. Woo! Happy Tuesday. Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a new Dr. Seuss book, never been published, and it will be released next year. Now I'm going to tell you all about it, but first I want to ask you, do you read to your children? What's their favorite book? 877-730-DCS1, call or text. If they're in the car right now, we'd love to hear from them. What's your favorite book? That would be so amazing. So this Dr. Seuss book, it's called Sing the 50 United States.
Oh.
It was discovered in the archives of UC San Diego's library and features, you know, the Cat in the Hat, two little cat helpers teaching the names of all 50 states. So
amazing.
This is part of the book.
I used to love those, what's your state capital books and games growing up, too.
I used to read the Atlas.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow, Otto. Good for you.
We had one in the bathroom.
I can't find my way out of our parking lot. That's not even a joke. That's not a joke at all, seriously. Dr. Seuss, one of my favorite authors ever. And I know it's their kids' books, but I just loved reading so much when I was little, and I loved the rhyming. And I didn't realize there's always a lesson to Dr. Seuss, right? There's always something that you learn from it, like a little moral
lesson.
That's
the genius behind his books.
Yeah. So do you read? Oh, one of my favorite movies, Dr. Seuss movie. Who knows what movie this is?
Jack! That's monstrous!
A loot! This filthy thing?
She was going to wear that tonight and you ruined it.
Honey, it was ruined when she bought it.
Oh, my gosh.
Mike Myers is comedic genius.
Oh, he's so great. It's The Cat in the Hat. That's a great movie. Of course, the books that you read them and then they come to life on film. Mike Myers did such a great job with that. The Lorax, such a great movie. I love this one.
Which way does a tree fall?
Down?
A tree falls the way it leans. Be careful which way you lean.
Oh, the morals. I want to buy this book, and I was like, we don't have kids. I don't care.
Dang.
I don't care. I think it's something that it's just beautiful, and if somebody comes over to the house with their littles, we can read that book to them.
I think it just sounds like you want to spend more money. That's what it sounds like.
Every household should have a Dr. Seuss book in America, and I am a little upset with Dana Cortez and producer Jack here because we didn't give the Grinch any shine.
Oh, I forgot.
Grinch,
and it's pretty much his season.
Of all the characters out of the Dr. Seuss world, is there...
He's amazing.
He's the biggest one, right?
He's the star of the show.
He's the star of the show. Let's be real. The Grinch is a star.
I married him.
Oh!
Otto is literally the Grinch. His heart's growing.
I'm not denying that.
It just takes a little time to get it going. You know, it just takes a little time. Okay.
A little
just a
I love that part. He's like, what do you have in the calendar today? A little self-loathing.
I'm an expert at self-loathing.
Oh, my gosh.
Self-loathing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Less than a week after Ariana Grande was ambushed on the red carpet, Cynthia Erivo, who plays Elphaba in Wicked for Good, is sharing with all of us how she really feels about Ariana Grande. All right, I'm going to play that audio after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We got Owen Wilson, Mike Epps, and Mike Jones celebrating their birthday.
281-330-8004. All right, so Ariana Grande, obviously I just talked about this. She was ambushed on the red carpet, premiere of Wicked for Good in Singapore. Now, this was pretty scary. This is the moment it happened. Cynthia Erivo, who plays Elphaba, jumped into action to defend her. When you watch this video, you can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. You just see how tiny Ariana Grande is compared to everybody around her. This man grabs her. She's obviously extremely distraught. The man was sentenced to 9 days in jail. He's not from Singapore. He's from Australia. He traveled there just to be on the red carpet. Oh. He did it twice.
What?
So he jumped out. And then they pulled him off and he tried it again. That's when they arrested him. They're like, okay, so look, we get it. You excited at first. But the second time, it's too much. They put him in jail. I agree with the 9 days. I think the prosecutors were going for 3 months. 9 days, that's good.
That's right? Enough to learn your lesson to not do that and violate people's space.
And he posted video of it.
Mm.
Like, bragging on it. Come on, sir.
This generation of TikTok criminals is just...
It's not good, right, Anthony? It's not good.
It's good that he's in jail. And isn't Ariana Grande engaged or no?
She's
not.
So she's with that new guy. Dude, she's not really talking too much ever since she got the divorce. And now she's with her new man. But the one who's really speaking about her relationship with Ariana Grande is Cynthia Erivo.
Oh.
They were on a panel discussing Wicked for Good. And I got emotional when I heard her say this. And she's specifically talking about Ariana Grande.
There are other people who have seen themselves in this movie, in that character, and also now see themselves and feel safe. That, for me, is the pinnacle of what I could ever wish for any piece of work I have ever done. And I am so glad that in order to do it, I had to look into the eyes of this person beside me. And we have come through some shit. We have come through some stuff in our lives, in our daily workings. I mean, even this last week, let's be honest, for sakes, we've had to really deal with some stuff. You don't earn family like this often. And we have. What a lucky thing to be a part of.
Oh my gosh, I got chills. Because you can just tell they genuinely love each other. They don't like each other. They're like sisters, the way they behave. I saw Ariana Grande doing an interview with somebody. Cynthia Erivo goes over to fix her dress. Same thing happened. Cynthia Erivo's doing something. She's talking to somebody. Here comes Ariana to fix something on her. I think it's just wonderful to see the respect that these two have for one another. I think that they're going to be BFFs for a long time. Outlast this movie.
I don't know if it's going to outlast. I don't know.
Well, this movie's forever.
I don't know if we're going to outlast this movie. It's such a big thing for them. I think anytime you go through something as much of this is a big passion and creative project, and they've gone through this journey together, you're going to forever be tied. So it's really cool to hear her express her gratitude for Ariana.
Oh, and I'm glad the guy got 9 days in jail. I really am. All right, so if you want to check the video, once again, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Are you watching Wicked for Good? Are you going out? Are you making a big production of it? I know we are.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so excited that the Selena documentary, Selena y los Dinos documentary, is finally out on Netflix.
Yes.
So excited. These are never before seen photos. There is never before seen footage, home movies of Selena and her family. Los Dinos, obviously partially her sister, Suzette, was the drummer. Her brother, AB, played bass guitar, was the producer, changed the sound of Tejano music. You don't have to speak Spanish. You know Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. You know how amazing Selena was. Her last performance was called Selena Live, the last concert. And it was a live album. She recorded it February 26, 1995. That's where the iconic purple outfit comes from that everybody replicates, everybody wears, from Kim Kardashian to Doja Cat. So many famous people have donned a replica of that. It was actually televised live by Univision. And just that soundtrack to this day. Hearing her sing Donna Summer and, you know, all of her classics, it still just brings, it gives me chills. Unfortunately, her life was cut so short, but we love her so much. Here is just one tiny piece of that documentary that's out now, and I'd never heard this before.
This is the real me after the show with no hair piece. This is the real hair that is attached to my real head. And anyway, I know that everybody's going to watch this video, and I just want to say, y'all suck tonight. Just joking. Y'all did wonderful. And I hate it when you say that I'm the woman, because I hate it when y'all are right. Just joking. Without you guys, I'm nothing. So just want to let you know that I love you, and keep up the good work.
She was so silly. You know, she was such a personality. So Selena y Los Dinos, A Family Legacy, is out on Netflix. What we are trying to do right now is plan a watch party.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So, you know, you can watch it or whatever. Maybe you don't have Netflix. That's okay. You can do it. We'll all watch it together. And whether we pick a place or we do it online together and we just create this ginormous group chat, I don't know how we're going to do it. But I just think it would be really cool, because it's just her memory. Her memory is just exciting. Also, I'm trying to get somebody involved that worked with Selena very closely. He was actually a member of the Cumbia Kings years ago. He's now a very successful solo artist in his own right. So I'm getting all that together. So if any of that sounds fun to you, call or text 877-730-DCS1. All right. And don't forget, we have a podcast, the Dana Cortez Show podcast. We'll be right back with more here on the radio, though, coming up. So don't move. Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.